Birds respond more quickly than men. The swallow and the crane observe the changes of the seasons. They migrate from one country to another to find a climate suitable to their convenience and happiness, as the Lord designed they should. But God's people sacrifice life and health by seeking to gratify appetite. In their desire to accumulate treasure, they forget the giver of all their blessings. Their health is abused, and their God-given powers are used to carry out their unsanctified, ambitious projects. Their days are filled with pain of body and disquietude of mind because they are determined to follow wrong habits and practices. They will not reason from cause to effect, and they sacrifice health, peace, and happiness to their ignorance. Rejection of truth has produced present condition. The prevalence of sin is alarming. The world is being filled with violence as in the days of Noah. Would the world be in its present condition if those who claim to be the people of God had reverenced and obeyed the law of the Lord? It is the rejection of the truth, man's dispensing with the commandments of God, that has produced the condition of things which now exists. God's word is made of none effect by false shepherds. The decided opposition of the shepherds of the flock to the law of the Lord reveals that they have rejected the word of the Lord, and have put their own words in its place. In their interpretation of the scriptures, they teach for doctrines the commandments of men. In their apostasy from the truth, they have encouraged wickedness, saying, "We are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us." The words of Christ to the Pharisees are applicable to them. Christ said to these teachers, "Ye are both ignorant of the scriptures and of the power of God." The condition of our world today is just as the prophet has represented that it would be near the close of this earth's history.
See, Volume 1, p. 1102.